There's another artist was arrested just after the 100th anniversary of Joe Hill's execution, which I'm sure was coincidental. He was on his way to a concert in Ramallah and was removed from the van he was traveling in and told that he was under arrest for, and he was not told what the charges were, and he's being held in what they call administrative detention. And at any given time, there's usually about 700 Palestinian, mostly young men being held in administrative detention. It's the same policy that Britain used to have in Ireland in the early 1970s of indefinite detention without charge, which was what fueled the rise of the IRA. The particularly outrageous thing, perhaps, on some level, of this man's arrest is that he's 23 years old and he spent his entire life basically juggling and riding a unicycle at the Palestinian circus school in Bir Zeit. His time is all very well accounted for because he's pretty much a total geek and he spends all his time juggling and riding unicycles and teaching children how to do those things. And he doesn't have time to be blowing anything up or whatever. And all the people at the circus school are quite convinced that his arrest was due to the fact that he was making too many children happy, and they don't like that. He grew up in Jenin, where his neighbors lived and died. With the things he'd seen, it was pretty cut and dried. He could have been a fighter, as so many others did. He could have become a martyr, like so many other kids. Instead, he joined a circus troupe to warm the aching hearts. Sometimes a hula hoop is the best way to play your part. And his only crime was making children happy. His only crime was making children happy. He grew up playing football and other things like that, but outside his house's walls, he'd play with alley cats. He would teach them tricks with passion and with purpose, so no one was too surprised when he went and joined the circus, stopped by soldiers every day just to do a show under occupation. That's the way that you have to go. But his only crime was making children happy. His only crime was making children happy. He grew up to be an artist, to perform and to inspire. He got on a list, just living will draw fire, of the occupation soldiers who took him in December, who now hold him in detention because he is a member of a troop that has been trying to keep hope alive in a place of death and dying, juggling to survive. His only crime was making children happy. His only crime was making children happy. Artists are to be feared, every dictatorship knows. Sometimes killed or disappeared, or just banned from TV shows. But with military rule, there's no explanation given. They point a gun, you keep your cool. They take you off to prison. In 6 months they decide whether to keep you or let you out. At no point will they confide what the charges are about. His only crime was making children happy. His only crime was making children happy. His only crime was making children happy.